As we sit here together in stillness, I invite you to fully arrive, to take your seat here together, bringing all of you. And if in this moment, that includes any active, busy energy, simply allow that to be, while also noticing the stillness that is present. Amidst all movements of thought and form of the body, stillness between every breath, every pulsation, let your attention relax to include the whole of your experience. And as your attention softens outward, let your body follow. Let it relax. Let it notice the space which your skin touches into. Let this time be a gift. Deeply allow yourself not to have to control or hold anything. Let yourself simply be as things find their natural order. For this meditation, let's begin with turning our attention to what we're conscious of. So, in your own personal experience, there may be thoughts, there may be sensations, things that are calling your attention. Or perhaps just softly registering in your attention. Some of these things in your perception may feel more personal, like your thoughts or your breathing, the sound of your heart. You're listening to my voice now. Now listen and sense. I mean like your heartbeat or breathing, as though these are not personal. Again, let your sensation and perception be open to allow anything to flow through. And don't label them as personal. So even your thoughts, or the thoughts that arise in your system, as they're occurring, consider them as though they're like a bird sounding their voice outside. Or like they're the sound of a heating system or the ocean waves. Simply another occurrence in your awareness. No more personal than the sounds that also register in your awareness. And even if sensations or thoughts continue to feel personal, notice that that which is aware of these sensations is the same awareness that's aware of this word right now. That's aware of any movement in the room. It's aware of a car on the street. Sounds and sensations appear to the one and same consciousness that experiences your thoughts, the breathing in your body, the heart beating in your body, the sights you take in. Many great teachers and sages have said that what is true is that which does not come and go. So in sitting here, to truly be in association with what's true, our true nature, notice what in your experience does not come and go. So my voice is coming and going. Thoughts may come and go. Sounds in the room may come and go. Sounds of cars outside. All of these are comings and goings. Sensations of heat and cool or tension may come and go in your body. Sensations of relaxation or activity come and go. All of these come and go. What is it which does not come and go? Notice what in your experience does not come and go. Without any effort, you can simply notice something in your experience that is not coming and going, that is not limited to the experience of phenomena. Notice that which is aware of the comings and goings itself does not come and go. Provides a contrast, a backdrop perhaps, a context for the comings and goings. And each form and shape of phenomena, whether it be a thought or sounds, sights, sensations or feelings, appear to this backdrop. This awareness need make no effort to reach towards the phenomena. They simply appear in the context of this awareness, in this thing that does not come and go, your field of being. So as you settle into this field of being, simply being, notice that no effort is required to manage the comings and goings. even of our own thoughts, even of our own feelings. They move in and out of their own accord because that is their nature to do so. No manner of control of our thoughts and feelings are required. Being as you are, you are as though the very space of this room that allows the comings and goings of sound, of movement, of breathing, of all manner of arisings of sensations or objects of perception. And your nature is like the space of this room, possessing a quality of allowing, of simply being present for all that arises and passes. Notice that this awareness, this thing within you that does not come and go, registers and receives any sound that comes into its midst, any thought that arises and subsides, any physical sensation that moves through. It registers and receives all that occurs within you. Notice that this awareness is not simply local to your body. Does this awareness have an edge? An end? Can you find its boundary? How far does it extend? It's not simply limited to our forms. It extends and is global and receives that which is sensed and heard and felt globally. Allow the boundaries of who you take yourself to be to soften and widen, breathing deeply. There's nothing too great or too small for your boundless awareness. Notice that all of your experiences occur within you in this boundless awareness. They occur within you, not to you, within the space of your being. Kind of like weather occurs within the sky. Sky itself never changes, never comes and goes. It's just always there, ever present. The same with your being. The space of your being is unconditionally open. So your attention may go to thought. It may be pulled into identification with thought. But take comfort that there's always this receptivity of boundless awareness. You just relax and sense into it. It's always there to receive our energies that get pulled out towards separateness. Just like the ocean is there to receive every wave. Your wholeness is always there to receive every thought, every sight, every sound. Never enhanced or tarnished by any. Just always ever present, openly receiving anything that comes into its midst.